Hello, welcome back to season three, episode three. Oh, I nearly said the wrong season there. What's our title today? What are we talking about?
We are talking about curiosity. That is the first step to hell.
Or is it? Okay. We used to say curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, that's the English version.
That's the English version. Yeah. So that's the Polish version,
is it?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I suppose we hear these little things and we get stuff in our head and maybe it prevents us from being curious about trying new things. I'm not saying that would be the overpowering, thing why we wouldn't go and explore something.
I mean, look, times are changing and people awareness and knowledge is expanding and they know very well that you cannot grow in any way unless you're curious.
Yeah.
So curiosity is actually a good thing.
Because I wonder where this came from. Curiosity killed the cat, or it's the first step to hell. Do you think it was someone was like sticking their head out of a train to see what was coming and the train knocked their head off?
God knows. God knows, you know. It could be created in a very good intention, but turned out not to be so good.
I guess someone was trying something, it just didn't go right for them. But you think about it, we wouldn't be where we would. Oh, on this planet.
It was about gossip.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who cares?
But anyway, we believe that curiosity is a good thing.
Yeah.
And curiosity is the very thing that helps us expand and grow and add on value to whatever we do.
Yeah.
Value to what we're talking about, to this podcast and other projects we are involved in. So.
Definitely. So we thought we'd share some of our curiosity experiences over the last, 6, 7, 8 months, something like that?
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah, and it's why we probably took a bit of a break, because we were out exploring. So what have we been up to, Ange?
Oh, we've been up to a lot.
Yeah, well, we know that. That's the whole point of this episode. So we did two spiritual awareness courses, didn't we?
We did. That was with quarantine, by the way. So if you're local, you're probably familiar with
AKA Little Bird in Cheltenham. This blew my mind. I really enjoyed this course. The first one and the second part, I'm hoping we can get to the because we've done advanced. Beginner and intermediate now.
So now we have advanced coming up.
We've got advanced coming up. I got so much out of it. It was a really great group. Learned loads. Mm-hmm. What was your experience though?
So
I'll do mine in a bit.
Just for a start, the course we did with Karen Teak was about growing your spiritual awareness, about learning how to work with your intuition, because everybody has intuition, and intuition is like a muscle. So obviously, if you don't use it, you lose it. And that applies to intuition as well as to any other muscle in the body. So that was a part of the course, but it was also about learning how to work with your spirit guides and how to connect with your higher self. So whatever you do, perceive, or want to accomplish in your life is much easier because you have a support from the invisible realm, so to speak. So for me, I already was familiar with the whole concept of being, studying spirituality for years. But it's always very interesting to learn from someone firsthand and have a guide who shows you more than what you already learned, or you're learning just a different approach to it, so to speak. So for me, it was a eye-opener. And for a start, whatever I do, whatever we do, we always go with the student mind, which means, doesn't matter how much you've learned, you have a beginner mindset, open to whatever is coming, and you are not judging what is coming, you're just learning everything as you go along. And for me, like you said, first of all, group and the bond that we built with people during that course was amazing. It was also amazing to see how people's confidence and trust in their own ability and to work with their own intuition was growing and expanding during that course, not only for them but also for us. So that was amazing. I've learned who is my spirit guide, which is brilliant addition to my spiritual work. It's nice to know that I have a team on my side, and we all have, by the way. So if I can express it in a couple of words, just what we did during that course, for me, it was like stepping into a magical land where you are the main character and player. and you have all, you know, just wonderful mystical beasts, if you like to call it that way, helping you and supporting you, because you're working with your imagination, so there's no limits who you're working with. And it helps you to build the confidence in your purpose, in your own value. It makes you feel more grounded and supported, you know, on this physical realm, and make you stronger inside and out. So that's what I got out of it. And I'm really interested on about the advanced version. Mm. So let's see what's coming with it.
Yeah, let's see. So that's next month that should start. So mm-hmm. Mine's going to be a bit dependent on work. If I can get, I really want to do it. So I've just got to find a way somehow. Mm-hmm. yeah, similar stuff, really, I suppose. Also, I've been just, well, if you're not sure Karen Teager's little bird, then I can't remember what episode, but it was season two.
We interviewed
Karen,
yeah.
Really, I enjoyed that episode. But I've been going to see Karen a couple of times over the last few years, and it's always blown my mind. Mm. It's been very specific on a lot of things for myself, and you know, they've come to fruition. But I just enjoyed, I love the energy that Karen has, and I've got, you know, within the group, and it's nice because she wouldn't let us work together. So it's like, you got to go partner up with other people. And I guess it answered for me a lot of questions that I had about myself and about my own intuition, and to definitely trust it without going into details. So it's that's helped. Mm. I'd say for this year, I was doing intermediate, but even prior to that, actually leading up to, because she, like Karen, does give a lot of value. So you go expecting one thing and you end up getting a lot more. So as you know, my auntie passed away in the Christmas holidays. So it was, you know, incredibly sad times. Very, very fond of my auntie. But it actually has helped so much with the bereavement. Mm. Before we even got to the funeral, obviously, you know, it's upsetting, of course it is. But it has helped a lot with that from my point of view. So for me, that was one of the biggest things I got out of it. But again, just really... as well, actually, it's helped with my own meditation and just my own relaxation. And I kind of touching on from, because I can't remember when we finished up with season two. It was a shorter season than season one. We had so much going on between us and individually. So, and I think even with, we do a bit more manifestation, it seemed to really link. It came at the right time. It came at the right time. When did we start? It was like September we started.
But the first episode.
The first course.
First course.
Karen. Doesn't matter. It was around the autumn, I think. It's autumn time. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yes, yeah. We did it. It seems like everything was a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
So it helped a lot. And then there's other stuff that's going on. So for me, I got it helped my own intuition, helped with me going back inside even more, because we always talk about working from the inside out. This is the Inner Power podcast, so you got to keep it going. There's always going to be something that might come along, or there's always going to be a problem. But if we focus on that, then we get lost in something else. So you got to keep that fire burning. So for me, and it was the next logical step in, you know, my own personal development, my where I want to go and everything else. And again, I think it just gave that, helped get the clarity of where I want to go next and what I want to do next. Because I've kind of been a bit like this over the last few years after COVID or whatever. What am I going to do? Where should I go now? Because, you know, it threw me off track a little bit. So that's what I got from that anyway. That was, and a whole heap more. So I think...
So what led you to it?
Curiosity led me to it, 100%. I went for a reading, and I think Karen had mentioned it off air when we've just finished that interview. I thought, yeah, I fancy that. Have the reading. That pretty much everything of that's happened now. And then obviously Karen mentioned it to you. Well, it made sense because we did a workshop a few years back. That was interesting enough. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, let's go and find out a little bit more and see what is it in me. Like I said, it answers so many questions. Mm-hmm. And it's open up the curiosity door some more, basically. Otherwise, I'll just be stuck. I'll be stuck doing the same thing, not moving forward. And, we both like to grow. We want to, it's important for us to feel growth, ever changing, we're both martial artists, so that mm-hmm. martial arts is continual improvement, continual development. So we're just ninjuring in a different way. Ninjuring. All right. So and a lot of this stuff, if you like proper look into martial arts, really, it might be different, but I'm starting to see a lot of things, interlinked. So yeah, for me, top notch. Do everything I can to get on the final course, and complete it off. We always find a way, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wonder what's gonna be the next step.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm so curious. But I know it's gonna be something Definitely. Amazing because everything what we do is actually adding value to our life, to our experience. And I really love that.
And then because we like to add value to us, but then we like adding value to people.
Of course.
Like viewers or works, people are coming in. Yeah. So I think it's always a win-win, and it's good that we do that, because like for me, through coaching, I want to coach people to be better than, I'm not amazing, it's just that I want, be better than me. Come on, let's go. So I feel that everything, by God, stay on top of my game to do that. Mm. And that's sometimes it's difficult as a coach, right?
You have to start
teacher,
from
here. You think you got it, and then you find something else out, and it's like, oh damn it, I scrap all that. It worked, but I found out another way.
This is the whole purpose of growth, right?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned a little bit earlier about, there'll always be problems. For me, I look at the problem as an opportunity for improvement, right? Mm. Because this is what it is, really. It's a lesson, and when you learn it, you just become better, and there will be something else coming up probably, right? But during, all of those challenges which you encounter, when you have the right mindset, right, you almost looking forward towards the next ones, because you already established this peace of mind and calmness within you, so problems don't pull you right, left, and center. You have to believe in yourself, and you also understand the whole purpose of the problem in the first place. So then when you just solve something or whatever is just presented to you, you're gonna take it on board, you're gonna deal with it as best as you can, and then you're gonna move on. Many people, and I can even raise both of my hands, in the past I was terrified by problems, I was avoiding the problems, I didn't want to look at the problems because I thought that would be something what would break me down. But during this journey of self-development, spiritual awareness, whatnot, I've learned that you cannot be presented with anything that you cannot handle.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to take it, just on with open arms, almost as, like invited, right? Solve it and move forward. And because you have different approach to it, you much faster find the solutions to it, and you become stronger much faster with more confidence with, in yourself.
I don't think we'd be where we are without some curiosity. You're stuck in, I suppose I'd be still stuck in an office doing the job I didn't really enjoy. It was a good job, engineering, but it wasn't for me.
I remember, and we had this conversation with the growth, right? When you're in your comfort zone, right, you feel comfortable, but for those who stepped out of the comfort zone a few times, right, and then experienced the discomfort of doing that, they are becoming addicted to it in some way, because they love the feeling of reward and satisfaction and fulfillment they are getting from mastering this next level, if you like. And when they are staying for too long in their comfort zone, this is more uncomfortable than going out, and just testing and trying new things. So for me, if I stay, just without doing anything challenging to myself, to my mind, or anything like that, I feel suffocated. And I know I have to face my fear, and fear is only in your head, and go do that thing I've never done before, behind which, there is that thing that I'm reaching for, and this is the space and the place where I really love being, because I'm being pushed to grow. And I know, because I've done it a few times, when I push through it, there is success you know, just on the other side, and the satisfaction and fulfillment. And this is what I'm focusing on. So that's why, you know, I think this is like very addictive cycle, which you can only create if you're willing to do it, and you have to be curious.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you know, so before we came on air, and we're thinking about what we're going to talk about for this episode, about how we've been curious and stuff, and we've structured out, I've now remembered about two or three other things that we've done over the last, what, 6-7 months, whatever it is.
Yes.
So we went to Eileen's workshop.
We did?
Yeah, the inner child. Yeah. I know that's part of your...
Yeah.
You know, you invited me along, but I had to be curious to go. You would have had to be curious in the first place to go and get started.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah. And then, had you done inner child work before?
Yes.
You had, so yeah. And so was it similar or...
Every time there was something else.
Yeah.
You know, I added to
it. Oh, I remember.
Another depth, you know, so it's not like you ever experienced twice the same thing, right? Because, again... I mean, I can't speak from the position of Eileen, but every time she delivers, she adds another dimension, another depth to what she's teaching about, because as us, she equally expands and grows all the time. So it's not like she got to one point and that's it.
Exactly.
She continuously growing and working with people like ourselves. You know, we have burning questions. And she as a coach, you know, or, you know, any other type of coach, we take those questions on board and we want to expand and find, you know, answers to those questions, so then we can present people with the answer, or at least point them towards in a direction where they can find the answer.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we've done a few inner child workshops before. And according to the last one we did, I had massive breakthrough. Even though we've done some of the similar material, you know, in the past, it's going to be even 5 years now. And I found I had a lot of resistance on the inside, and I didn't want to do certain exercises, right? And with Eileen, it's like this, you know, you are invited to do the exercises, but if you don't want to, that's fine, okay? So everything is on your terms. Nobody's making to do anything, okay? So with the first and second time, you know, I was like, I done it, like, but I did it just on the surface.
Yeah.
Whereas last time when we went together, I was excited about doing it. I was excited about looking, you know, deep within myself and do the work and do the exercises which I avoided previously. So for me, that was a massive breakthrough, because I felt like I really connected and heard the other part of me.
Yeah.
You know, during that workshop. So that was my biggest takeaway.
So it pays then. So where you've been curious, because I have this as well, some of the masterminds have been on, I think, oh, you know, we've done this before, done this like a few months back. I'll sit on it anyway. And then, oh, flipping out, I'm glad I was curious about what I did. So it pays to be curious about something you've already done, because, like you said, instance of you, it's 5 years ago, the first time you did this inner child work. I don't know if we said who Eileen is properly. Who is Eileen?
We had her on our podcast as a guest too.
So this is Eileen Makota
Davis.
Yes,
Holistic mindset coach.
All right. So
excellent one.
Yeah, a great one, especially if you're a coach yourself. So I want to expand out. So where was I leading with this? So yeah, so you know, in 5 years, a lot's happened for everybody, I would say, unless you've been stuck on a desert island somewhere. But I'd imagine a lot's happened for that. That's quite a good story, isn't it? But the point is, yeah, it's another 5 years you've been alive, and because someone else is, because Eileen is, you know, increasing her level, then you will learn something else. So it pays to be curious. But I think the lesson here is that it pays to be curious about something you've already been curious about. So don't think you've got all the knowledge there. There will be more. There will be something else. And the same with, you know, where I've done my business training and marketing, that something's changed, or something. Oh, I've done this bit before. I'll leave this bit. And that was one of the sessions this year. I nearly didn't go on. I thought, I'm just repeating old content. I was in one of it. I got so much to do. That was a real problem.
Yeah.
I got so much to do. I can't make time for this. I need to get on. I need to, you know, create this course. I need to update whatever we're doing here. And I thought, no, just go on, have a look, see what they're talking about. And I'm so glad I did, because we've all benefited from that. Me going on that session now.
Let's be honest, you know, when you attend something only once, it's like you're just becoming aware of something.
Yeah, okay? Exactly, right?
So you're only going to get so much information. First level of curiosity, you know?
Mm.
But, so that's the first thing. But second part of this is that if you are going to learn about something and you're learning with your conscious mind about something, so it's just like reading a book, right? You take a book and you read that book. If you think you mastered that book after reading it once, you're wrong, okay? Because we are learning, our subconscious mind is learning from repetition. There is a different ways as well, which we're going to be talking about in later. But let's talk about the regular, normal way of how we're learning, how we teaching our subconscious mind to learn is through repetition.
Mm.
So if, for example, you read that book, a book, right, 10 times, there is a 10 times more possibility that you will remember and you apply the content of the book. And it's the same with the course. If you go to the course, like we did to Inner Child, only once, you will become aware of such thing like inner child work, you know, what are the elements of it, whatnot. But if you're not gonna dive into it deeper or come back to the content, it will be long distance memory and you will just be aware of the fact that you attended such course, but you won't remember what it was about.
You don't go to a bloody martial arts class and then expect to be able to be a black belt, right? It's the same thing. You don't go to one tennis class and expect to know. You don't go to one language class and expect to. And the easiest thing is, it's a bit like, it's like you said with a book, but if you watch a film, we've all watched a movie, as movies we've watched more than once.
Yes.
Right? And I bet every time we watch that, you love Avatar, yeah?
I do.
Well, we both love Avatar. We watched that again recently, right? So, and I noticed things I'd forgotten about it because I'd seen it for so long. But I know when I watch a film, it's like, I don't remember this bit.
Mm.
Or there'll be something in the background that you don't quite.
Or, better said, there will be something you did see with the first attempt, but you didn't understand, but you got it second time.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the coaching, right?
Yeah. And the experience will be different, which will come on to something in a minute.
Yeah,
you know, the experience is different.
So basically, I think with the first attempt, you layer the foundation on which then you build the deeper understanding. And this is where the wisdom comes from, right? Because you're taking you on. You have to learn something properly to be able to turn it into wisdom, right? That's why they say that if you're learning about something, teach someone else about it. Because if you teach, you learn twice, okay? So that helps you to master the thing. And I think this is what Eileen does, you know, by teaching and presenting the program, she's actually reinforcing this understanding in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also facilitating and creating opportunity for us to do the same thing.
100%, right? Yeah.
So we'll expand the curiosity in that sense.
I think it's a great way to connect some other people in the same network. Same with both those courses. So the spiritual awareness, we got to talk about stuff that we probably wouldn't normally talk. It's not stuff that we would have, I could have an everyday conversation with everyone about. I can with you and everyone in that group, easy, just talk about this. This is a weird dream I had last night. What do you think about this? So it's not something, otherwise, what are you on about? It's just a dream. So I think each of those things put you in a safe space to connect and explore that little bit more. And I think if it weren't for you, it won't be. You don't know until you get there. And I think with everything, especially from from teaching anyway, you need to go right once or twice, because the first time is all right. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then the second time you go, and then the third. So especially for adults, about two or need a good three, sometimes more, experiences of that thing, and then it's right now, it sort of makes sense. I think that's quite important. And we went next door to Eat, Sleep, Act. Is that what it's called? They're on Wycombe Street in Cheltenham. Axe throwing. Oh my God. We weren't too sure, but it was their 1 year birthday, so they invited people from the street, which was really nice. So I'm really glad I went. I haven't obviously they're next door to the Cheltenham Martial Arts, so it was like they grab a parcel from us, we grab one for them. But just lovely people. Really nice. Great experience. If you've not done axe throwing, especially in Cheltenham, get yourself down there. We got to try the escape rooms out. If it's gone anywhere else, go and do it. It was just like such a stress. Because we weren't really feeling it.
No.
I'm glad we went.
Yeah. Well, we already committed. We said we would. So we just followed up. We gave a word.
To throw some Viking axes.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Tapped into my inner Viking.
You know, I got excited actually during throwing the axe. And I didn't think, you know, I could be this good.
Yeah. We didn't get competitive at all.
No, not at all. No.
So that was, you know, again, a little bit different, but an example of, you know, how curiosity and just trying out new things. And
do you know what? Being curious adds spice to life as well. So mm-hmm. You're feeling more alive.
Is that like Tom bought that Scotch bonnet pepper? I was curious about that.
Well,
that's a different kind of spice. Let's go on to some of that stuff we're going to talk about then to have a bit more in depth. We've covered this on our last two episodes, but I want to talk about, well, we want to talk about tribal breath
our
experience, because since we've done episode one of this season, we've been back and we've had another experience.
And so, we're going to be back again.
And this is because Phil was curious about, I think he was across the road, he nipped over. I was teaching.
No, it wasn't.
You've seen them before. I didn't realise. I'd seen these guys online through other people, but I hadn't properly registered yet.
So I became aware with them last year.
Mm.
But for some reason in my head, you know, I thought they are not local.
Yeah. Right?
And I thought, you know, it would be nice, you know, actually to find out more. But because when I found the leaflet and information about them, there was amongst hundreds of other leaflets, you know, so it just kind of, you know, went at the back of my mind, and I completely forgot about it. So then when you were teaching and I came here and I saw the leaflet, I was like, oh, I know this leaflet. And then obviously Donna mentioned that Phil popped in and he said he told his story, and I think that was something what made me feel like I need to get this guy on the podcast. Because I was already familiar about the breathing techniques and the Wim Hof method, but with Phil, this it's not only about the breathing technique and ice baths and all that. It's his personal story that made me feel like, wow, we just need
watch
to get
the it. Episode if yeah, you so haven't, or listen to
watch,
it.
Watch the already, episode. Yeah. So, you know, because it's really...
Download it. That helps us a lot. Yeah, gets
really
our message out.
Empowering. And on top of that, it's recorded in a very unusual setting because we are doing this interview on the bed.
Let's talk about, so we went, we got invited back last Friday.
It wasn't last Friday. Ah,
yeah,
no,
it was.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we did a proper ice bath.
So we did the ice bath. So we did the nice bath, then we did the interview.
Yes.
So I think we did about 2 minutes on the first one. It was a Sunday evening. We went back
for fundamentals of Wim Hof.
Yeah. And we did a few different things as well.
We did.
Yes, but well, we did some dancing.
We did some dancing to warm up properly before the ice plunge.
That was fun.
It was fun. We did a proper breathing exercises with the meditation. What a journey, guys. If you can imagine your brain having orgasm, I suggest you, seriously suggest you.
We're 50 people in a room now.
But this is the experience you are having, and this is just purely from breathing. You know, this is what is happening to your brain when your brain is injected with huge amount of oxygen, and this is a good thing. So, you know, you don't have to take any weird stuff. You know, all you have to do is just learn how to breathe properly, and that's what Kathy and Phil teaches and are passionate about. And we've experienced that firsthand. Not to mention, we also did the ice plunge, where both of us, we hate cold, right?
I really hate cold. I can't stand cold water. I can't remember if I said it on the podcast. So my dad's he's been scuba diving for 50 years. So when I was about 14, and we went, obviously you want to be like your dad, and went out somewhere, and I had his homemade 1973, 5, whatever wetsuit. So it took ages to get the flipping thing on. It's one of them things you got to pull over and clip in around your crotch. It's just uncomfortable. So I'm sure it was the summertime. So we went out anyway, somewhere in England where it's freezing, which is pretty much every water around this island. It's just so cold. And I just remember finished off this dive with my dad, and then, there's a service. And he pulled me back down. I took about an hour. I'm sure it probably wasn't that long, but it felt like ages, because where we were staying, you went up the beach and there was the hotel. So listen, the point is, I hate a cold. That didn't help. I might still be a tiny bit traumatized from that experience, stood on these stones afterwards, not feeling the stones because my feet were so freaking cold. And when I'm teaching, if it's cold in here, my middle toe goes numb. That's my temperature gauge.
Let's be honest, majority of people do not enjoy cold, right? No. To a point that some of them are really terrified of cold, right?
It wouldn't have been my first choice, I gotta admit. But try things with an open mind. We lasted ages last time.
Well, we
about
did.
6 hours. No, it wasn't that long, but I reckon it's good. It was longer than 2 minutes.
It was a couple of minutes,
yes. Yeah, way longer than 2 minutes.
But what was amazing, first of all, because I do cold showers as well, you
know. They put ice in it this time as well.
They did put ice cubes in it, yes. So I started practicing cold showers 2 months ago now. Just to improve my circulation, because I know it helps. And it's very short, it's like 40 seconds to 1 minute. But in my head, I thought the ice plunge, it would be something like much harder than shower. And it turned out, firstly from what Phil and Kathy said, you know, that ice plunge is actually more pleasant than ice shower or cold shower. Because you don't experience those single droplets, you know, piercing your skin, even just separately. It's just very calm and changes your body temperature evenly, if that does make sense. And I could not grasp it. I thought, you know, I just need to experience it first. But we were prepped mentally for this ice bath exposure. Also, we were warmed up in the core, so we're feeling warm inside. And then we were stepping into the ice plunge with the proper guidance, step by step. So the overall experience was amazing. You know, I never thought I could be sitting in 3 degrees or less than that cold water.
That was definitely my martial arts helped me there. And I treated it like that, to be honest. It was because I knew I wanted to sit straight down. I didn't want to just go a little bit. And I knew as soon as I would sit down that it would hit me. So it was really about what was going on in my head.
100%, yeah.
Because I had that urge, it was there, that I just wanted to get out and go. And I thought, nah, I'm just going to carry on breathing. I'm going to sing. I don't care if it annoys everyone here, but I am singing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
I settled in. I thought, I'm actually all right. I was like, first one in, and I'll wait for everyone else to get out. So,
when the first, you know, what you experience...
You went back. I didn't go back in.
I did, yes. Yeah. What you experience is just obviously very uncomfortable, you know, a difference of temperature, right? And the first thing you hear in your head is get out, get out, get out, right? But you override...
Well, actually, it was like, ah, it's cold! After that, it was, maybe you should get out.
Yeah.
Don't move.
Yeah.
As soon as I move, I feel a cold flush of water.
But you're becoming comfortable with uncomfortable. And, you know, when you experience something like that, something else happens in your mind. You realize that everything is in your head. Everything is really in your head. So whether this is just ice plunge, now it's just ice plunge. Before it wasn't just ice plunge, but now it's just ice plunge. Or something else. Or whether this is like a business plan or whatever you're planning to build. What is outside of your comfort zone, you're building your resilience, you know, and your inner belief that you can master it and you can do it, right? And for me personally, you know, sitting in this ice cold water for longer than 2 minutes, and in fact, then feeling comfortable with it was just mind blowing. Because I understood, if I can master this experience, how many other things I can master?
I think for that was controlled stress, but it wasn't stressful. You know, I didn't feel apprehensive about it either. I think I felt more. Did I feel apprehensive? No, I wasn't, because it was all. Even when I knew we were going on a Sunday, because I wasn't sure if I was going to make it last week or not. But and funny thing is, actually, we did the first one. Next day, it was like, oh, here we go. There was some bombshell, whatever, some stress going on. So, kind of glad I did it. Then it was preparing me for something I didn't know I was going to need preparing for, really. And a little bit with the last one. So yeah, it was a great experience. And again, from being curious and going to find out, we got a great guest on the workshop. And I feel that's, although we haven't spoke to them yet, that's someone what we can't. I would love to collaborate with them with some other stuff, which we've talked about. But
you see just, what curiosity is leading us to. You know, we can't tell you too much, but
no, we can't. But like great friends, and I think
fabulous,
yeah,
fantastic
definitely,
people,
definitely. And I feel that's from that curiosity, and it could be simple, something as simple as you're on some event somewhere, and someone just interests you. You pick up on their vibration of whatever, and you think, I actually would like to find out a little bit more. Bit like when you contact me one day, said, fancy meeting up, I feel like we could work on some collaboration, but I don't know what. And here we are.
Talking that was about just intuition, right? Just intuition.
Intuition, curiosity, yeah. Maybe they're very significantly linked. Yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, we talked about that more in episode one.
Listen to it
again, definitely, yeah. If you haven't already. It's a great one. Which now brings us on to Emily's gift and our interview on episode two with Julie Kent, MBE. Incidentally, I was going to take this opportunity to say we are supporting Emily's gift this year, both for the Inner Power podcast work that you're doing.
And Andrew Wellbeing. Yes.
Andrew Wellbeing. And also the Champion Martial Arts is also supporting this, you know, wonderful charity, which... I'll go into it very quickly. So Julie Kent is trying to raise £500,000.
Not trying.
Is raising £500,000. Look, work with me a bit. To fund a psychologist on the Emily Kent unit at Gloucester Royal Hospital for the last 10 years. Now, since we've done the interview, we went to the open night of this last Friday.
Yeah.
And so on open night, she'd already raised £160,000. Is that right?
Yes,
something like that. Around about that. Amazing. Went to the Soundworks over in Gloucester, and I wouldn't say this was curiosity, because obviously Julia has known me since.
I won't say how long.
I won't say how long Julia's known me. I don't want to embarrass you. curiosity for you, but never been to this Soundworks before.
No,
that was amazing.
No.
Maybe talk about that in just a bit, but again, just I guess. Getting on the show, finding out more, thinking then, like, well, how can, having a curious mind and exploring, like, how can we, you know, help for this great cause? So, you said you were curious.
I was curious, but going back to the episode with
Julie,
my brain is like, with Julie, I was actually quiet, you know, during that interview, because Matt already knows Julie for so long. Yeah, I decided to just sit, you know, quietly and look pretty, you know, that's what I decided to do. Joking, of course, but it was very interesting to listen to her personal story. And it's quite interesting how sometimes very traumatizing personal experience can push you to do amazing things that empowers and supports so many people. And
you picked up on, because Julie got very high energy.
She's got
very inspiring.
Oh,
you really
goodness,
picked up
yes.
on that after, I know. So you feed off stuff like that.
You do feed off, you know, of that. You feed off people like
yeah.
that. And you can also see how focused on the mission she is. You know, she's experienced massive pain. And she put all of that energy into creating support for people who are in the same or similar situation like she was herself, and she's getting such a great results, you know. So she's turning pain into glory,
yeah,
in some way. And so I, for me, it's not only the cause why she, you know, why she's doing what she's doing, but how she is, how she dealt with her grief,
yeah,
you know, and with her own pain. So there are so many different aspects to why I admire her as a person and what she does so much.
Brilliant. You can donate by going to emilysgift.com. No, they're looking for business pages or anything through there. So we shall be doing some stuff very soon with that. Was it? I can't remember. It's a Sound Works or Music Works, but we got to have a look around these studios in Gloucester.
Yes.
They're amazing.
I was amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we did that now. So I didn't think we could. So we got to look around. We've seen, what was it?
Sensory room.
The sensory room really, that hit me a lot,
yeah,
to be honest, because I felt, they were talking about, working with, you know, hard of hearing or the deaf. So obviously with my eldest son Murphy's deaf, so straight away I was like, oh my god, I think he would absolutely love this. I got right to a school actually and tell him about it. Sent a message to a friend of mine that runs a, you know, adult with special needs, because it's just amazing. We sat in that bed and it vibrated. It was like a water bed, but it wasn't, but it sort of would vibrate to the music, wasn't it?
So for
lights, you could create sound with using lights and touch. Oh my gosh.
So for a start, as you were entering this room, it was as if you were stepping into a spaceship, you know, because there were so many different type of devices that I've never seen before, you know, but they were designed to help people who, for example, can't hear, to imagine the sound. So they could, you could either sit on the bed that was vibrating on certain frequencies, which were equivalent of a certain tone, or there was like a projections on the walls, and people would learn to, you know, to how to, what's the word, associate sound with the specific shape. There was something else, there was, I don't know what that machine was, but it was just so cool as well. You had to just go over it with your hand, and I don't know whether you were feeling like vibration on your hand.
Can't remember, because it was
lots
like,
of amazing
just,
stuff there.
Just blew us, I think it blew up. That was the first thing we looked on the tour, but what I also loved about that, so it did a lot for special needs. There was other children that were learning how to DJ, and it was special needs as well, but also children that are young adults as maybe have been through some trouble or potentially could. So they had, there was an opportunity for them to be able to make their own music. It was so lovely kitted out. It like high tech, really,
yeah,
wasn't
high-tech.
It? So
professional.
You can record a pod. We're going to go record a podcast there. We got to contact these guys as well. So hopefully we get them on and we can talk about that more in another episode. But again, yeah, having that curiosity in my brain now, because each time I do this, I'm thinking, well, I've got to connect these people, certain people. So yeah, from that curiosity, it's you never know what that, sometimes it's going to open a door for something else, but that door not necessarily going to be for you. So I think as how we like to give, sometimes the door can be for yourself, and in just of a friend, a connection, could be a business opportunity, but it might be opening the door for someone else, and that is equally, for me, that's equally important. Because and that's what I've loved about, you know, the times I've been podcasting over the years, because you meet so many interesting people, and some's going to resonate you, some isn't, but the ones that isn't, it will resonate for someone else. So you're just opening a bit of a door, a window, or an insight into there. And say, hey, actually, I know someone over here, and you can connect them up. For me, I love that. You know, it's a big part of, again, I keep referring back to martial arts, but martial arts, you know, it's a community centre at the end of the day. It's just that we called it martial arts, but it's all about bringing people together. But you work again within ourselves to then expand it out from elsewhere. So you've done a couple of workshops this year.
I have,
and
yes.
Some people have been curious on them. I thought a nice time to bridge onto, you got another workshop coming up, haven't you?
Yes.
And I got to say, right, I've seen you putting these together, and the time and effort that you've put into them is absolutely amazing. So this one, well, you say what it's about.
Okay, so
you've done menopause. What have you done first?
In January, we've done perimenopause and menopause workshops. So it was about explaining what is exactly happening to the body and how we can naturally deal with it to lessen the symptoms, and learn as well that menopause is just another stage of your life. It's not something you can avoid. It's definitely not disease and it's not an illness, and there are ways of going through, learning how to go through it more smoothly and with grace. So that's what we did in January. And just to mention as well, every workshop I'm doing is about giving people tools and empowering them, because you know, the more you know, the more powerful you are, and knowledge is always a power, right? And choice is a freedom, right? And if you know that you have a choice, you're more likely to are able to do something that will be beneficial for your health, you know, whether this is mentally, emotionally, or spiritually or physically, right? So second workshop, which we did at the end of February, was about how to naturally reverse insulin resistance. And many people don't know what insulin resistance is, but I'm so glad to see that the awareness of it is expanding and growing. And we had lots of curious people turning up for this workshop, because how many there was? I think 15, 16?
Yeah, you had a big
number of
people.
There was a nice number of people, and they were learning about that. I gave them a lot of tips, and they really appreciated it. And this new one that is coming up, I'm super passionate about. I am obviously super passionate about those two that I already delivered, but the one that is coming up now is about the brain health and the science of habit. So in the first part, we're going to be talking about things, factors that affect our cognitive health, and how can we just tweak and change, you know, a few little things around, so we are not so exposed to those negative factors that can destroy our brain, memory, ability to, you know, function properly. Then we are talking, we're going to be talking about nutrition that supports brain health and the different type of activities that helps, you know, improve the brain activity, improve the mental capacity, improve the memory, because all of those things can't be trained, right? It's not like once you lose it, you can't do nothing about it. There is lots of things you can do. So this is about, you know, just giving you options and teaching you about what is out there, it's literally at your arm length, right? It does not require going to doctor. You can take care of your brain right here, right now. So that's the whole purpose of this workshop. And the second part of the workshop, we're talking about the science of habit. So we're going to be talking about how the habit is created, what is happening in the brain, and why sometimes it's hard, not sometimes, I rephrase that, why it's hard to change a habit, aka habit does not die, they don't like to be changed, and where the habit is coming from, and how to deal with it. So if you want to change a habit, if you have a habit in your life that you go to a point that you know it's not serving you and you want to change it, and you get frustrated every single time you're trying to change it and you go back to square one, I'm gonna give you a tip how you can change that habit and you can change it for good, okay, without feeling frustrated. So this is what's gonna be happening this coming Saturday.
Saturday the 25th of March, yes. 12 to 1:30. It's at Chapman Marsh Arts, 50 Winchcombe Street.
And just to mention as well, for whoever is interested in coming, I'm inviting you to come and take a part in this workshop. Just bear in mind, we have limited spaces, so contact either us via social media or call Chapman Marsh Arts to put your name down on the list. I'm not gonna charge you for this workshop, however, I'm gonna ask you to donate to Emily's gift, because sharing is caring, right? So I share my knowledge and you can support Emily's gift and helping others and their families.
Love it. Love it. And actually, going back to that, there was some families that come on, wasn't there, and talked about the importance of this child
psychology. That really touched my heart, yes.
Please watch the last episode to run us. Recover old news. Well, that's pretty much it. I got a course out. I've been busy writing some digital courses, and so ties in maybe a little bit with habit. So if you are interested, there's the Mindset for Personal Growth course. If you go to Matt Rudman, MattRudman.com, you'll see it on there. Cuts smoke some a few other things, but it's a pop-up course. It's only £47. You could do that. It's four easy steps just to help develop or maintain a growth mindset. So some great tools on there as well. And it's one of these things you can just go back to, and a bit like we talked about earlier, you might want a few sessions on there, and it will help you get on track or back on track or unstuck yourself. It's probably worth a good few thousand, to be fair. But I like this one, is because it's not one-to-one. It's like a done in a slideshow, and you can stop and come back to it anytime. So that's why it's only £47. But it's a nice little step in and step out and step up kind of thing. That's pretty much it, really. So we got, well, a lot of those things we've talked about, we're toying on different things. And I know we've teased a few things that might be happening on some of the last season, but, you know, keep watching the space and get yourself down on the workshops that, you know, we're going to be putting together. And thank you so much for all the support that we've had since we started this podcast. So where are we going? The direction we want to take with the podcast, that you may see just one of us talking. So it might not be both of us. You might interview someone. I might interview someone. We might both interview someone. You might come on and share something. But the most important thing is, you know, please download the episode and share it, tag somebody in, because you just never know how it's going to help someone. But yeah.
Sharing is caring
always. So.
And obviously I will also say that if you are curious about any specific topic you would like us to talk about, just drop it in the comments, you know, and we will definitely look into it and we'll try to expand it and provide you with content.
I've got a challenge for you. Just drop, yeah, say what you're curious about. Anyway, curious about. For yourself, what you're going to try something new,
or what you've
try
tried,
try something that stares you every day.
What's the new thing you've tried recently, and what was your experience?
Yeah, that'd be good, because that gives us ideas for something to check out.
Oh, I already have a few ideas what we're going to do next, you know.
Great.
This is my evil love.
That's okay, so have I. Thank you for watching or listening. Drop us a nice review, and we will see you next episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Be curious.